Lesson number 11, Abraham and Isaac. Purpose, to help the children understand that we should trust Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ completely. Preparation, 1, prayerfully study Genesis chapter 18, verses 1 through 16. Abraham entertains three holy men who promise that Sarah will have a son. Genesis chapter 21, verses 1 through 8. Isaac is born to Sarah and Abraham. Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 through 14. Abraham is commanded to sacrifice Isaac, but Isaac's life is spared. Genesis chapter 22, verses 15 through 19. Abraham is promised great blessings. 2. Additional reading, Jacob chapter 4, verse 5. Abraham's offering of Isaac was in similitude of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. 3. Study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will best help the children achieve the purpose of the lesson. 4. Materials needed. A. A Bible for each child. B. A Book of Mormon and a Pearl of Great Price. C. Pictures 6-11, Abraham taking Isaac to be sacrificed. Gospel Art Picture Kit, number 105, 62054. Picture 6-12, The Crossing of the Red Sea, number 62100. Picture number 6-13, Daniel in the Lion's Den. Gospel Art Picture Kit 117, number 62096. And picture number 6-14, Three Men in the Fiery Furnace. Gospel Art Picture Kit number 116, number 62093. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Write on the chalkboard, "Is anything too hard for the Lord?" Invite the children to discuss this question. How hard do you think it would have been for Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ to create our beautiful world and everything in it? Do you think they could move a mountain or change the direction of a river if they wanted to? Show the pictures, the crossing of the Red Sea, Daniel in the lion's den, and three men in the fiery furnace. Briefly explain that the Lord parted the waters of the Red Sea to let Moses and the Israelites escape from the Egyptian army. He protected Daniel from a den of lions, and he kept three young men from being burned when they were cast into a fiery furnace. Note, do not teach these stories in detail. Tell the children that they will learn more about these stories later in the year. End of note. Point out that these people trusted in the Lord and had faith that His will would be done. Their faith was rewarded with miracles. Refer again to the question on the chalkboard and tell the children they are going to learn about a time when Abraham and Sarah were asked this question. Scripture account. Teach the children the account of the birth of Isaac to Abraham and Sarah from Genesis chapter 18 verses 1 through 16 and chapter 21, verses 1 through 8. Genesis chapter 18, verses 1 through 16. Genesis chapter 21, verses 1 through 8. Help the children understand that Isaac's birth was a miracle because Sarah was too old to have a baby. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading and discussing the scriptures with the children in class will help them gain personal insights. How did Abraham treat the three holy men who visited him? Genesis chapter 18, verses 3 through 8. What did these men tell Abraham? Genesis chapter 18, verse 10. Why did Sarah laugh when she heard what they said? Genesis chapter 18, verses 11 and 12. Laugh in these verses probably means to rejoice. What important lesson did the Lord teach Abraham? Genesis chapter 18, verse 14. What can we learn from this? Anything is possible if it is the Lord's will. What did Abraham and Sarah name their son? Genesis chapter 21, verse 3. How old were Abraham and Sarah when Isaac was born? Genesis chapter 17, verse 17. How do you think Abraham and Sarah felt when they finally had a baby after so many years? Genesis chapter 21, verse 6. See the footnote to Genesis chapter 21, verse 6 in the LDS edition of the Bible. The Hebrew root, Isaacak, means both to laugh and to rejoice. Thus, there is double meaning implied in its use here. How did Abraham and Sarah learn to have greater trust in the Lord through this experience? How can we develop more trust in Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ? How can we show our trust in them? See Enrichment Activities 3 and 4. Scripture Account. Teach the children the account of God commanding Abraham to sacrifice his son, Isaac, from Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 through 14. Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 through 14. Display the picture Abraham taking Isaac to be sacrificed at an appropriate time. Discussion and application questions. What did God command Abraham to do? Genesis chapter 22, verse 2. Why did God ask Abraham to do such a difficult thing? Genesis chapter 22, verse 1. See the footnote to Genesis chapter 22, verse 1 in the LDS edition of the Bible. Tempt, in this case, means to test or prove. What did Abraham do when God told him to take his son to Moriah to sacrifice him? Genesis chapter 2, verse 3. Why would it have been difficult for Abraham to sacrifice Isaac? Genesis chapter 17, verse 19. Remind the children that Abraham was nearly sacrificed himself, and he knew human sacrifice was wrong. See Lesson 9 and Abraham, verse 1, chapters 7 through 8, and verse 15. Why do you think Abraham quickly obeyed? How does this show that Abraham trusted Heavenly Father? How do you think Abraham felt when Isaac asked him where the lamb was for the sacrifice? Genesis chapter 22, verses 7 and 8. Why did the Lord send an angel to stop Abraham from killing his son? Genesis chapter 22, verse 12. How do you think Abraham felt then? What blessings did the Lord promise Abraham because of his faithfulness? Genesis chapter 22, verses 16 through 18. Explain that seed refers to descendants or children. All those who have been baptized become the seed of Abraham. Can you think of another father who had to sacrifice his son? Emphasize that one reason Abraham was asked to sacrifice his son was to teach about the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Jacob chapter 4, verse 5. Why was it necessary that Heavenly Father's son not be saved from his sacrifice? Point out the parallels between Heavenly Father sending Jesus Christ to earth to be sacrificed and the near sacrifice of Isaac by Abraham. See Enrichment Activity 1. How does Abraham's near sacrifice of Isaac help you better understand Heavenly Father's love for you in sacrificing his son? What does the sacrifice that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ made mean to you? How does this help you have greater trust in what Heavenly Father and Jesus ask us to do? Enrichment Activities. You may use one or more of the following activities any time during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Discuss the following parallels between Heavenly Father sending Jesus Christ to earth to be sacrificed and the near sacrifice of Isaac by Abraham. A. Isaac was the only son of Abraham and Sarah. Jesus Christ is Heavenly Father's only begotten Son in the flesh. Heavenly Father is the Father of Jesus' spirit and body. B. Abraham loved Isaac. Heavenly Father loves Jesus. C. Abraham was obedient to Heavenly Father. Isaac was obedient to his father. Jesus was obedient to his father. D. The Lord provided a ram for Abraham's sacrifice. Heavenly Father provided Jesus, the Lamb of God, for a sacrifice for us. 2. Read and discuss Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Help the children memorize all or part of this scripture. Encourage the children to recite this scripture for their families and discuss its meaning with them. 3. Suggest the following or similar situations when the children need to trust Heavenly Father. Help them decide how to show this trust. When we pray, ask that Heavenly Father's will be done. When we come to primary, listen and learn. When we are tempted to do something wrong, remember what Jesus taught and refuse to do the wrong thing. When someone hurts our feelings, be forgiving and show love instead of anger. When we think we need our tithing money for something else, pay tithing. When our friends want us to play soccer or go to a movie on the Sabbath, keep the Sabbath day holy. When it's time to get up for family scripture reading and we are still sleepy, get up and read. 4. Write on slips of paper blessings we might receive from trusting in Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ and doing what they ask. Use the following or similar blessings: happiness, health, love for others, a peaceful home, a testimony of the gospel, stronger faith in Jesus Christ, enjoyment when we attend church, the Holy Ghost as a companion. Place the slips of paper in a bag and ask, "How many of you like to receive good things?" Remind the children that we have already received the great blessing of having the gospel of Jesus Christ. Tell them that Heavenly Father and Jesus have promised us many more blessings if we trust in them and live the gospel. Have the children take turns reading a blessing from the bag and discussing how they might gain that blessing. Be sure that ideas such as the following are covered. Participate willingly in family home evening and family prayer. Attend church. Help family members. Obey parents. Keep the word of wisdom. Read the scriptures. Help the children realize that blessings do not always come immediately. Some blessings may come years later, and some may not come while we are on the earth. Have the children each decide on something they can do during the coming week to show their trust in Heavenly Father and Jesus. 5. Sing or read the words to "He Sent His Son," Children's Songbook, page 34. He Sent His Son, Children's Songbook, page 34. How could the Father tell the world of love and tenderness? He sent His Son, a newborn babe with peace and holiness. How could the Father show the world the pathway we should go? He sent His Son to walk with men on earth, that we may know. How could the Father tell the world of sacrifice, of death? He sent His Son to die for us and rise with living breath. What does the Father ask of us? What do the Scriptures say? Have faith, have hope, live like His Son, help others on their way. What does He ask? Live like His Son. Conclusion. Testimony. Express your gratitude for the sacrifices Heavenly Father and Jesus made for you. Bear testimony that when we trust in them and obey their commandments, we will be blessed. Suggested family sharing. Encourage the children to share with their families a specific part of the lesson, such as a story, question, or activity, or to read with their families the suggested home reading. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 through 13 at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of Lesson 11, Abraham and Isaac.